thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
It's time now to check in for some bizarre news from around the world with blind journalist Paul Bryce. How are you?
I'm well. How's yourself?
I'm fantastically good. Thank you very much.
Good.
I think that covers it. Where are we off to this week?
Well, we're going to start in China this week.
Right.
Surprise for you. And an unusual thing about driving. There's a thing going on in southern China where people want to dazzle you with their headlights.
Really?
As an ex-driver, I know you did.
Mm.
I don't suppose you would have recourse to the full-beam headlights unless you really had to.
Yes, I know what you mean, yes.
So the police in the Shenzhen province of China, which is in southern China, have come up with a novel idea. You can either pay a fine or we'll shine a light in your eyes for a minute.
Oh, dearie me.
They tried this last year and it worked. And a lot of people have sort of said, you know, why only a minute? Could it not be a bit longer?
But that could be risking people's eye health.
Well, yes, of course, and this is what people are saying. You know, this is not the thing you should be doing, but it's certainly a deterrent.
Yeah. So if you dazzle somebody, then you get dazzled.
Yes.
Or you pay a fine.
Yes.
Mm.
They did it last year with something called jaywalking. I'm not quite sure what jaywalking is.
I think that's
is.
Like not paying attention and just reading or walking straight out into the traffic.
Well, fair enough. And what they did with that, they either had the fine or you could wear a green hat and purple vest while you directed traffic.
Well, you could have some fun with that.
You would, wouldn't you?
Could you imagine putting me out there to direct traffic?
No, I couldn't. And I'd be even worse.
Get your own bike.
Yeah.
So we might hear more about this.
We may well hear more about this. Could be good fun, one to look out for.
Keep your nose to your ear.
Yes. And your eye to the ground and all that sort of thing. Now, musicals, which we weren't talking about, but we are now. We'll talk about a very famous one, which is called Jesus Christ Superstar, which you will know of.
Yes.
And it's got the Royal Seal of Approval in Russia.
Really?
Yes.
My goodness.
It was a group of residents in Siberia wrote a letter of complaint and saying you should not put a production of this on. It sends out the wrong message. And in this particular part of Siberia, they didn't go ahead with it. But now it is going to go ahead. And
In Russian?
In Russian. I'm not quite sure when it's coming up soon, anyway.
That'll be interesting.
And yes, all exciting stuff. And of course, the argument was put that actually, far from sending out the wrong message, lots of people have been drawn into the church by Jesus Christ Superstar.
Really? Have they tried reading the Bible?
Yes.
I think you'd find the narrative slightly different to the musical.
Just a touch.
Yes,
just a touch. But there we go. And it's amazing what it can do. And I suppose it's a connection with the modern day. Lots of young people getting involved, which is, I suppose, what the church would want.
Mm.
And, I suppose, well done, democracy.
I suppose so, yeah. It's not the kind of thing you would associate with Russia, is it? I suppose that's because we're all coloured by past years.
Yes. In many cases, is this a story? Well, probably not. But in lots of cases, yes, it is. So I thought we'd have it in the show this week. Now for something completely different.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, I thought you might have done. It's the greatest radio filler in the world. And off to Japan we go to talk about Masahiro.
Who?
Masahiro is the luckiest bird alive.
Really?
He's a rooster in Osaka Zoo, and he's done no more than escape death 3 times.
Mm.
You know, how lucky is he? On each occasion, he was going to be fed to various creatures, including weasels and lions and tigers. But each time he was spared, and he is now being held up as this lucky, quite literally held up as this lucky bird. And people can go and have photographs with him. And he's been taken off the food chain, and there he is. He's quite the man. In fact, he was made honorary traffic police chief recently.
Oh, dearie me. Right, okay. So he just fills in on holidays?
Yeah.
Imagine getting pulled over by a rooster.
Yes, there are other words you could use, but I don't think we're allowed.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No, I think you're right. But there we go.
I often wondered about that when I got friendly with some people who ran a farm not far from where I am now, and they raised well, they raised different animals, but they had this huge, I think I've told you about this, this huge pig. I can't remember what.
Yes, I remember the pig, yes.
And he was called Humphrey.
Right.
But the piglets, they never actually named because they get attached to them. And these were being raised to be sent to market.
Right.
And I always think that must be quite a dilemma.
I suppose it is.
Well, not somebody as heartless as you, but, you know, to somebody normal.
Oh, it's a little bit high, but yes.
You're not denying it.
What choice do I have?
How many pets have you got?
Oh, none.
Exactly.
There you are. I can't afford things like that.
So what was his name?
Masahiro.
Well done, Masahiro.
Yeah, he's doing all right, isn't he?
Yeah.
Well done. Somebody who isn't doing all right or aren't doing all right is the Kenyan Army.
Oh, dear.
They're having a bit of trouble at the moment. They've just had their annual month-long recruitment drive for people between the ages of 18 and 26. And 57 arrests were made at their national barracks. People turning up with fake letters.
What? What? Like notes from their mum?
More or less, saying they were, you know, they were told to report to the barracks. And apparently, what it is, one in six people are unemployed in Kenya, and the army is one of the few ways that people can get a job. So they try for the easy option to get in and you know, have a job. And the remarkable thing about this is that there are people who masquerade as military officials and write letters on behalf of and all this sort of thing. So there's an awful lot for the Kenyan army to sort out.
So what is actually the problem then?
You've got fake recruits turning up.
Oh. All right, being told that with a so-called letter of
authenticity.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Ah.
And it's not authentic.
And the other thing, of course, is an army that has soldiers that have joined up voluntarily, you would think might be more true to their purpose than those that are just there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, it seems that the minister for such and the military have got a bit of sorting out to do.
Indeed. Well, let's hope they do.
Yes, let's hope so.
Well, we have covered quite a variety of topics today, but we have more to cover at another date, but we would love to hear from you.
Absolutely we would, yes. Search for RNIB Connect Radio and you'll find us there, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.